It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A clinic in Alamogordo that provides opioid abuse treatment in the area is set to close its doors after its doctor announced he's moving to Albuquerque. The Alamogordo Daily News reports that the White Sands Family Practice Clinic in Alamogordo will shut its doors August 30th. Alamogordo Police Chief Brian Pete says that he believes White Sands Family Practice Clinic is the largest provider of opioid use disorder treatment in the Otero County area. In more news, to counter the Trump administration's portrayal of cities along the U.S. border as dangerous places due to immigration issues, the ACLU of New Mexico has created a video series that asserts a different narrative. New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
Its new video series called Voices from the Border paints a far different picture than the political narrative that border towns are overrun with illegal immigration and drug violence. George Rodriguez is a field organizer for the ACLU in Las Cruces, about 50 miles north of the border. He says the videos show the reality of border life through the eyes of residents who have called the region home their whole lives.
It's really more about imagining a future where families can remain together, where asylum seekers are treated with dignity and respect, and where people's loved ones can live without the constant threat of harassment from Border Patrol agents.
The video series is online on the ACLU of New Mexico website. I'm Roz Brown.
Okay, let's move on now to a local viewpoint. The Gila River Diversion Plan has had its fair share of controversy in recent years. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on the issue.
We've wasted so much time and money on the failed Gila River diversion proposal that we have no choice but to continue wasting more time and money on it. That seemed to be the argument made to the Albuquerque Journal by Howard Hutchinson, a member of the special entity formed to oversee the project, who said he's been working on the river diversion proposal since 1973. Predecessors and mentors of mine have also invested many years and lots of money in this issue, he told the Journal. It would be a tragedy for all that time to be wasted. In poker, that's called being pot committed with a losing hand. The good news is that new Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has made the wise decision to fold. She vetoed $1.7 million that had been requested by the Interstate Stream Commission for the project. Bills passed by Congress in 1968 and 2004 established the limits and conditions by which New Mexico can divert water from the river. But the money and the water diversion have strings attached. With a diversion, all the water we take must be replaced downstream. New Mexico has the most junior water rights on the river. Norm Gomm, a former director of the Interstate Stream Commission and opponent of the diversion project, explained to me in an interview I did with KTAL Community Radio. That means all other users have to be satisfied first, and all the water we divert has to be paid for ahead of time. And most years, there isn't any water to divert, Gomm said. That's why all the previous attempts to dam the Gila have also failed. Leaders of the diversion proposal once envisioned farmers in Catron, Grant, Luna, and Hidalgo counties swapping traditional harvests of cotton and alfalfa for more thirsty crops like lavender, hemp, potatoes, pecans, and grapes, the Journal reported. But with no hope for meeting federal deadlines on required impact statements, the diversion proposal stands to lose $55 million at the end of the year. And so, project leaders have dramatically scaled back their plans. They've trimmed $83 million from the proposal, which they said would make it more cost-effective. But those changes did nothing to generate support for the proposal. Lujan Grisham made stopping the proposal one of the planks of her campaign platform on water policy, and she has appointed new members to the Interstate Stream Commission that share that view. Both U.S. senators from New Mexico and all three House members also stand in opposition. The state took a gamble in 2014. The entity responsible for the project had 10 years, starting in 2004, to decide on a water diversion plan or take less money for water conservation projects. They went for the diversion plan, knowing that there was no consensus outside of their small group for that decision. Now they have no support and are already blaming others for the collapse that lies ahead. Much of the passion over this issue has been driven by the fact that the Gila is the last free-flowing river in New Mexico, a claim that diversion supporters dispute, and one that I think misses the point. The reason the Gila is still free-flowing is not because of a deep and abiding love for the river over the years. There were three previous proposals to build a dam, and all failed because they weren't feasible. That's still the case today. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Well, Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at KRWG.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.